Viking 1 is launched August 20th, 1975, beginning a 200 million mile journey to Mars. 2 weeks later, Viking 2 blasts off with an identical orbiter and lander, and the biggest unmanned program in the history of space exploration was underway. 11 months later, on July 20th, 1976, the Viking 1 lander touched down on the red planet.
We're coming down, straight down.
Nav is green for touchdown.
Touchdown, we have touchdown. Excellent zone.
A spectacular moment for the Vikings, as the ground crew calls themselves. But better still, receiving the first image from the surface. Gentry Lee, Viking project director, followed by colleague Bob Boyer.
A moment in every Viking's life that he or she will never forget, sitting television right in front of him and watching as the first came down line by line by line. And there was no way to describe how we felt.
Since this was a scanning type of means of sending the picture back, you've only got it in sections, and you slowly built up this landing pod, and you saw one section, and two sections, and three sections, and you started seeing the surface of Mars, and then you knew we had done it, you know. We thought, my gosh, what an achievement.
How do you possibly describe the first photograph that a human being has ever seen from the surface of another planet?
Designed to function for 90 days, Viking's landers collected data for more than 6 years, accumulating 4,500 close-up images of the Martian surface. Viking's grainy pictures of rocks and rusty soil uncovered nothing organic, but did convince scientists the mysterious red planet had more to offer, providing data on seasonal changes, the Martian atmosphere, and surface. Since Viking 30 years ago, each new mission and probe has provided more data and detail. 50,000 images later, there are indications of water in Mars's history. 97% of the red planet has now been mapped, and possible landing sites for manned missions have been identified. Paul Sisko, VOA News.